feels good to be down here. It almost feels like I'm back home in Louisville. It's great to, you know, come down here and see a bunch of red jerseys, Louisville Cardinals jerseys. It makes me feel at home. You know, we want to thank the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, just Coach Marvin Lewis for inviting us down here. You know that he and Coach Zimmer have a great relationship. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we got the best out of these two days of practice. Talking about, you know, practicing against a team that was 12-4 last year. You know, it's great to come out here and compete with those guys, a team, you know, who's known in this league. So, you know, we're excited. I'm excited about the preseason game tomorrow night. I get to see some of the young guys go out there and compete also. I'm excited, you know, to see, you know, J-Ron, McKenzie, those guys just go out there and compete and have some fun.
Mike just said how impressed he's been with you these last couple of days. What do you get out of this, these joint practices, as a player?
You know, you get a different feel for, you know, a different opponent. In training camp, you're only going against your defense. And, you know, to come out and go against an unfamiliar opponent, team we won't face in the regular season, I haven't faced in the regular season. It was good. You know, you get some different looks. It makes it like a game. You have to adjust to things that you're not used to seeing. So that's the biggest thing, being able to adjust on the fly. I think our guys did a great job of just handling what was thrown at us.
Coach said, you know, one thing he wanted to see you going against another team was the deep ball again. It's one thing to throw the deep ball and practice against your own guys, but it looked like you did a pretty good job throwing the deep ball here. And your thoughts on that? Is that something you want to see?
You know, definitely. I think we're doing a great job of just understanding what the coaching staff is asking of us. You know, like I said, we want to have an aggressive mentality but be physically relaxed. So when we're out here, you know, our mindset is to be aggressive, but, you know, be calm about doing it. So, you know, it's great these past 2 days, like I said, competing against Cincinnati Bengals. You know, great team, great defense. So it was great to just get what we got out of these past 2 days.
Did you get a 90-minute full pad practice or something than you would out of playing two series in a preseason game, do you think?
Because you think about it, in the preseason, you know, no one's trying to show their hands. So when you're out here practicing against these guys, you're getting different looks that you won't get in the preseason. Cincinnati Bengals, like I said, a 12-4 team last year. So to be able to go against these guys the past 2 days, it's just been some great work for us.
Do you have any favor of doing more of these every year? I mean, is it something you'd enjoy doing?
Definitely. This was a great environment, great atmosphere, you know, for the guys. Like I said, we've been banging against our own guys for the past 10 days. So to come out here, you know, in a different environment, it's much hotter down here than it is in Minnesota. I continue to say 12-4 team last year. It was just a great experience, and, you know, something that I would be interested in doing.
I know it's only a preseason game, but is there any extra eagerness maybe in getting out there tomorrow with the way the season ended, you know, last January, you know, finally getting out in the football game?
Oh, definitely. Can't wait to get out there, and, especially knowing the way that the season ended last year. So, you know, can't wait to get out there and just going to continue to just improve and, you know, take strides to be a great team.
Be a little warmer than the last time you played, huh?
Definitely, but you know, I'm from Miami, so this feels good to me.
Teddy, you've seen the offensive line. It was a little bit up and down yesterday. Had a really good day today, I think. What did you see from the guys up front?
I didn't feel like they were up and down. You know, I think those guys are doing a great job of, like I said, adjusting to different looks that we haven't seen. You know, you think about it, we're out here. We weren't able to watch any film on these guys. We're not game planning or anything like that. So, you know, our guys did a great job of just adjusting on the fly. But those guys work extremely hard. Coach Morano, he challenges those guys. He pushed those guys. And when they have a great room, a bunch of great leaders in that room, the guys who want to do the best at what they do.
What have you seen from Adam Thielen? You've been getting a lot of work with him here in the past 10 or so days.
Yeah, Adam, he's a great guy. He's a very detailed player, well-assigned guy. He does all the things that you ask him to do and more. And he run down on special teams, make a tackle, come back, run around, catch the ball. So, you know, he's a huge attribute to this team.
What have you seen from him? I mean, you came in, it was, you know, his first year in the active roster. His transformation over the past couple of years to become a viable receiver in this league.
The thing Adam does, he cherishes this opportunity. You know, he works extremely hard, and, you know, he's eager to be great. And those are the kind of guys that we want around here. Guys who, you know, the game of football means something to, and it definitely means something to Adam.
What's your sense of where Stephon's going to be like this year after having a full camp of practice with him?
Man, you know, I think Stephon's doing a great job of just, you know, continue to do what we're asking him to do. He's always in the right place at the right time. That entire room, though, those guys challenge each other. You know, if one guy, you know, messes up on a rep, and we'll be in the meeting room and he'll get called out. You know, and I think the guys take pride in not being called out in those meetings. So, you know, when we come out here on the football field, we're trying to be precise, and that's how Stephon is doing.
Last year, he had to be patient, Stephon, waiting his turn almost. Do you think it's the same kind of a setup with Laquan as far as, like, you have to show a certain amount of things before you can contribute a certain, you know?
You know, each guy's situation is different. And, you know, Laquan, he's continuing to just work hard. You know, he's making strides out here. You know, he's staying out to practice every day, you know, working hard, trying to be an elite receiver. So, you know, each guy's path is different. You know, team needs may be different, things like that. So, you know, we know that he's going to have to, you know, make plays for us. So this is a league that, you know, we can't afford to wait too long. You know, we drafted him in the first round for a reason. But right now he's doing a great job of just, you know, taking in what's being thrown at him, listening to the guys in that room, and being a true pro.
Teddy, are you gonna, any chance you're going to force feed the ball to Kyle tomorrow to get him some catches in front of his friends and family? Your guy.
Yeah, being back home for Kyle, that's great. We'll see what the game plan turns out tomorrow and go from there.
What do you feel like the country's going to learn about Harrison Smith as he gets some shine this year as a high-profile Pro Bowl guy? What are we going to learn about him?
I mean, you know, I think people should know enough about him right now. And I feel like he's one of the most underrated players in this league. Mm-hmm. And I get to compete against him every day. And he's out there. You know, he's doing some things that make you just say, wow. And I was glad to see that he's been rewarded for his hard work. And, you know, we're all happy for him, excited about this year, just as a team, defensive unit, offensive unit, special team. So we're excited. You know, we want to just continue to work hard and get better each day.
Why do you think he's been, you know, so underrated these last couple of years? Why do you think people haven't noticed and what he's been doing?
You know, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably not on Instagram or Twitter enough, you know, something like that. But, you know, Harry, he's a great guy, man. He's a true pro. He's always one of the last guys around the facility. And that it shows when he's out there on the football field. He's always in the right place at the right time making plays. So, you know, I'm excited for Harry this year. I'm excited for his team.
Last time you played in there, you
caught a touchdown? He did. Freshman year, right? Sophomore year? Sophomore year, yeah. Last time I played in there, man.
Did you guys play at Nepper?